Hello?
Alan?
Hey.
Hey, Alan, this is John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Hey, John.
Hi. I was following up with you about putting your company on the first page of the Google search results. I know you said you were really interested last Friday.
Right.
You remember speaking with me?
Yes.
Yeah, you said you were like 80% in and to keep calling you back, so that's what I've been doing.
I am interested. I end up pausing Angelique.
Okay. Why? You should have just canceled the whole thing.
Yeah, I should have. I hadn't yet, but I'm going to because the first 2 weeks, they bill every week.
Right.
And
right.
So the first week was end up being like $390-something. And I haven't even got billed for the second week yet. So I paused it for 14 days, but I'm going to cancel it because that is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, it's all just extra lead fees. All they're doing is putting themselves on Google, like I'm trying to do for you. They're on the first page. And then basically, when they get a lead from that, they'll resell it for, you know, a marked up price to you and like three or four other guys. So maybe they get it off Google for $10, but by the time they're done reselling it to all of you, they make $150 and they're out of there.
Yeah. I'm sure they make more than that if they got 5 or 10 of us that they're sending it to.
Right. And then they also sell the same lead on HomeAdvisor as they do on Angie's List. There's actually a report with the Federal Trade Commission. I think I sent it to you.
Yeah,
that goes over all of that. So that's what I was trying to save you from, you know?
If we
put you on the first page, it's $2.99 for the whole month. You know, there's no surprises, no extra lead fees, click fees, or call fees. You know, the customers can call you directly off the first page. There's a tracking system so you can see everything we're bringing to the table for you each month. You don't gotta sign a long-term contract or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
The website's included in the package, and we're gonna cover Hoover and Pelham and Mount Brook and Center Point, Mount Olive, Birmingham, basically a whole 35-mile radius around you.
Right.
For up to 15 different keyword terms.
I got you. And so, basically, most of the leads I get from AngieLead comes from
their Google placement. Yeah, from their Google placement that they have. So they're working with a premier Google partner. They're basically just reselling their leads, though. So. Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like if you did this and then you went and sold the leads to other subcontractors, but you sold it to like 5 of them at once instead of just one of them, that was for sure going to get the job.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what they do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't lie. They're keeping me busy. I mean, they are throwing them leads at me, but at a high cost.
Yeah. I mean, for some people it works, but, you know, who wants to pay 3 lead fees, 4 lead fees before you land a job? That's just extra overhead and profit that they're cutting into.
So how do we create the website?
The website? We would purchase a Google domain for you. So we can get like a ARPremodeling.com, if that's available. But we'll purchase the domain. We have a graphic designer in-house that'll develop all the content with your input, of course. There'll be a client interview. And then we'll obviously continue with the hosting. So anytime you want to make changes to the site or update something on the site, you know, it's just a phone call, you know, to the revisions department, and then they say allow 24 hours, and then you'll be able to see those updates happen.
And how do I get the pictures over to you guys?
You email them to our company email. It's called photos@localsplash.com. I could send it to you now.
Okay.
There you go.
And then how soon will they have the website up and running?
Well, they say 3 to 5 days from sign-up. So if I signed you up today, you know, you got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Could be up Friday, but probably Monday, Tuesday at the latest.
But in the meantime, will y'all already have, will people already have my info out there?
Well, no.
Take 3 to 5 days?
No, yeah. We have to send your PIN verification letter out as well. So the PIN verification letter is about 5 to 7 days. So you wouldn't really be able to see yourself on Google until, you know, this time next week or, you know, Thursday or Friday at the latest. So in between now and then, we'll do the client interview with you. We'll build your website, do all the legwork and the labor that it takes to get it all up and running. And then once you receive that pin in the mail, Google will mail you a little postcard called a pin verification. We get the 5-digit number off the back of that pin verification, and then we're able to go live. So the whole time we're waiting is just for that pin to come from California to Alabama.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But that's normal, Alan. I mean, anybody that's on the first page has to go through that setup process. You have to get pin verified, and you only have to do that one time for as long as you own your business. So, like, let's say you discontinued our services 6 months from now. You still have all your reviews and your Google business profile. You know, you still exist as a company on Google. Rather than right now, the only thing that exists about your company is HomeAdvisor. So even if I was trying to look you up and call you directly, I'd have to go through that HomeAdvisor system, get turned into a lead, and you'd have to get charged a lead fee. So we're cutting that out. So it's like even if you only tried us for a couple of months and then you canceled it, you'd still be exposing yourself to your customers that are trying to get a hold of you directly and not having to pay those lead fees. But I'm sure you'll love it. Like if you could do anything with HomeAdvisor, this is a no-brainer for your business. I know you saw that report that I sent over for you. So we're just cutting out the middleman.
Yeah, and just so we're clear.
Mm-hmm.
Once I pay the how much is it, $299?
Yeah, it's $299 exactly. Mm-hmm.
I won't be billed again for 30 days, right?
Right, until the 26th of August. So we start you today, it's July 26th. It'll be set up to process each month on the 26th day.
Okay, because I asked Angeles the same thing. I was like, this is per month. And they was like, yeah, but then you try to bill me a week later.
Yeah, no, we don't work like that. There's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees. So you just pay one time per month. Everything that we do for you is included in that package and that price.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, I am pulling up at a Regions right now. Give me 1 second, and then we'll go ahead and go through with the process.
Okay. No worries. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. And I basically have to put together a portfolio for them for the website.
Right, yeah, if you send it to that email address, and then we'll have a client interview set up for you tomorrow at a set time, and then we can go through, like, which ones you want to use or what order you want to have them in, and then do you have a logo for ARP remodeling as well?
No, not yet.
Okay, I can ask the graphic designer to help you with that, too. We'll get a logo developed, and we'll get some photos, so that way you got a nice portfolio put together.
And I have access to this website?
Yeah, you'll actually have access to everything. So you'll have access to your GMB or your Google business page. You'll have access to your .com website. Obviously, we want to, you know, kind of communicate before you make any major changes to the site, so that way we know it's not, like, conflicting with what we're doing. But, yeah, we give you access and transparency on everything. There's a tracking system, basically. It's an account dashboard. It has a username and a password. We'll send over the username and password, and there's like a little 7-minute YouTube video that shows you how to use the tracking system and get access to everything. So you'll be able to access billing. You'll be able to access your website, your Google business profile, all the directories that we submit to you. But obviously, the point of you hiring us is so that if you want something done there, you could call in and we could go in there and do it for you rather than you having to sit down in the evening and figure it out or log in there and get into those cages, you know? So it's to save you time and money. So we have a 24/7 customer service available to you. And then I'll still be available to you moving forward as well. That's why I sent you my direct number.
Okay.
back then, because I'll basically be walking you through everything until it's all set up, and then I'll back off and let you do your own thing. Oh, it's worth every penny. I'm telling you, the investment on average last year in 2021, Google returned $10 for every dollar that was spent on Google advertising. So you got to be in front of your customers. You got about a 10-second opportunity for your customers to actually see you and look through your stuff before they start making a decision and start placing phone calls. So you're right at their fingertips with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so I'm just going to verify some basic information, though, before I get the payment from you. Your last name's Porter, right? P-O-R-T-E-R?
Yes.
Okay. You know, what's funny is my nephew, my brother's last name is Porter. He has a different dad than me. He's my half-brother. And my nephew's name is Lennox Allen Porter, so that's pretty cool that you're Allen Porter. I like that. Do you spell it A-L-L-E-N or A-L-A-N?
Yeah, A-L-L-E-N.
Oh, yep, exact same spelling and everything. And then, what's your business email address? I'm going to send you everything in writing.
I don't typically...
We can use a personal email, too. I mean, it's not like I'm going to put it out there for people to see.
I mean, I do have one, but I guess I got to just start using it more. It's ARP Remodeling Company @gmail.com. But anything that you send to that, I'd rather you send to my personal email.
Oh, okay. I'll put your personal in here as well. What's your personal email?
It's AllenPorter1977@gmail.
Okay.
And the ARP Remodeling Company is actually ARP Remodeling Co.
Co. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
Okay, let me update this. Okay, but and then on the...
At the same token, I don't have control over that particular email. I used to have a girl that designed all this crap for me, but she went off to college, and I don't have access to that.
Okay. Well, what we'll do, Alan, is we'll just focus on this AllenPorter1977@gmail.com. You got access to that one, right? So I'll send everything there. And then what I'll do is I'll send all the invoicing to that as well. This is considered a business expense, so you'll actually be able to write it off and get the money back that way, too. So I'm going to send everything over to the AllenPorter1977.
Okay.
All right, and then you can only have one phone number as the primary line of contact for the customers to call you. Did you want to use this phone number we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay, so 205-253-9037?
Yes.
Okay, and what's the street address I could send your Google PIN verification letter?
I have a P.O. box number.
We can't use the P.O. box.
You can't?
No, I got to send it to the street address, but I could hide the street address so that way people can't see it.
Okay, all right. It's 212.
Okay.
Fifth Street.
Okay, Docina. I got it. 35060?
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. Yeah, I'm going to hide it. So it'll still have city, state, and zip on your listing. It just won't have the actual street address. They won't be able to get turn-by-turn directions or anything like that.
Okay.
Okay. And then how do you want your hours of operation posted?
You can cut it off at maybe 5.
5?
From 7 to 5.
7 a.m. to 5 p.m., okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or you work the weekends too?
I work Saturday. I don't like to be bothered on Sunday.
Good man. Okay, so we'll go Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5, Sunday closed.
Okay.
All right, and then you can accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
No, just cash and check, and okay. Cash App, and, Zelle, electronic.
Yeah, no, I got you. Zelle, Cash App, cash, and check.
Yeah.
Okay. Update. Okay, and then the client interviews, they're usually about 30 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete them. I do have 2 slots available today between 3 and 4 Central and 4 and 5 if you wanted to knock it out today, or I could schedule it for tomorrow.
Well, let's schedule it for tomorrow.
Okay. What time is best for you?
Probably that 4, between that 4 and 5 o'clock window.
Okay. 4 and 5 tomorrow? Alright, I'm going to send you a text message reminder 1 hour before.
Okay.
Okay. Just to make sure it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know at that time, and then I could reschedule it if we need to.
Okay.
But I want to get it done as soon as possible, so that way we can go into the weekend working on your website, and hopefully coming out of the weekend, you know, we already have something to show you and have it mostly completed.
Okay, all right. Sounds good.
All right, perfect. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Visa.
Okay. It's under your name or the business name or both?
It's under my name.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes.
Okay. So on the front of that card, there's 16 digits. If you could read it 4 numbers at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4355. 4602.
4602.
6284.
6284. 0225. 0225. Okay, and then the expiration date, month and year?
10/26.
10/26. And there's a 3-digit code on the back.
867.
867. Okay, I'm going to get you the receipt right now. As we're waiting for the invoice receipt to come over, and the outline of the agreement, I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as well, just as an added form of protection for you, because I have you on a discounted pricing structure. I don't know if you remember, but I gave you the campaign at half price, so I'm honoring that. And this is going to outline the agreement. So if I say something you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me, okay?
All right.
All right. Okay, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and is an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you state the name of your business?
ARP Remodeling.
Thank you. And can you state your name and title within the business?
Alan Porter. I'm the owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Alan, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online advertising while you're using our services? It says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do ask you to try it for at least 2 months when you sign up, but it's paid out 1 month at a time. It's month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is July 26th of 2022 and the discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. So I've included the website for you at no additional charge. And I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your programming. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the 26th day, but it'll remain in that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you are with us. It states in the fine print you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. All that we ask is that you contact us before the next billing is due. Either way, there are no cancellation fees nor penalties if you do decide to discontinue our services. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yes.
Okay. So you should have received a welcome text message. It'll say, Alan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Did you get that? Should be from the same number I was texting you on this past week. 714.
888-727 number.
No, it'll say Alan, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Well, I see the one you sent for the photo.
Okay, so you just haven't got the other one yet.
Yeah, I haven't got the other one.
Wow, okay. Well, it says that the payment was cleared, and that's an automation, so it should come through. Let me try to resend it manually.
Okay.
Okay, there's a link in there. It'll have the full outline of the agreement in writing. At the bottom, you have to authorize that it was your billing information that you provided, and it's not somebody pretending to be you, so there's like a little box you'll check, and then you have to sign your first and last name. Now, a hard copy of this has also been sent over to your email address, so that way you have it on file and we have it on file that you get that discounted pricing structure for as long as you're with us. So, not a contract, but I just wanted to have document. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I don't see a link. I see support at localsplash.com.
That's just a welcome email.
Yeah, it says welcome. If you have any questions, please feel free to call us at, and then...
Yeah. No, that's not the one. Hold on, I'm going to try to resend it to you again.
Okay.
I'm just going to send just the link this time.
I have another link up top. Oh, no, that's the link that you sent me for Home Advisory. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's the FTC stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried to just send it with just the link itself. I thought maybe if I made the message shorter, it might come through a little quicker.
Yeah. I'm going to upgrade my phone eventually.
Oh, I hear you. What kind of phone do you have right now?
The Android.
Android. It's okay. Androids aren't bad.
I've been okay with Android for years, and now it seems like I got to update it.
Yeah, I mean, so my take on it is this. We're a Google partner, and they send us the newest Android every year because Google owns Android. I don't know if you know that. They own Android. Yeah, if you Google, like, the Google headquarters, there's a big Android, like, doll
logo.
Of the logo. Yeah, it's like a huge statue. That sits right out front. So they own Android and the Google Pixel phones. So they send us new Androids every year, though, for Christmas. It's like a gift, you know? And I've had the same iPhone for years. I just love Apple, and I like their layout. It seems to be just a lot better quality device with the apps, but the battery life on the Androids and the durability of the Androids is a lot better.
Yeah.
Basically, if you get an iPhone, you got to buy like a case and a glass cover for it. Yeah. But I've had the same iPhone for a long time, and the case seems to keep it pretty safe. It's pretty durable. I toss it around all the time. I don't have to worry about it breaking or anything. So. Just my word on it, and it's better for work too. Like, when I get notifications if clients email me, it comes through on my phone, so it gives me email notifications, not just texts and calls. So that way, you know, it's a lot better. If I'm out of office, I could still get in there and message them back.
Yeah.
So still haven't got that link, huh? Okay. Well, maybe it's because we're on the phone, and it's an embedded link, and I know you got the Android there, so it might, well, I mean, you got the other stuff, but the other stuff didn't have an embedded link, so that's maybe what it is. I would give it, like, 5 minutes. I'm going to go take a lunch, and then I'll come back in an hour. I'll send you a message. If you haven't got it by then I'm going to have to go talk to them downstairs to make sure that you have it. But it's also been sent over to your email as well. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure if you log into your email, that one will be there, but we usually send this text message as, like, a courtesy.
Right.
Okay. But I want to make sure we get that signed off on, because that's what's going to lock in your rate.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That.
Yeah. Don't worry. I'll get it to you. We're going to be in communication moving forward. So we'll be talking, especially the first couple of weeks, till we have everything set up and you're comfortable, and then I'll kind of back off and let you do your thing.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard officially the local Slash team. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, don't hesitate to give me a call, but enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you for that client interview tomorrow. I got you scheduled between 4 and 5 o'clock.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.